The federal government has officially entered the case of Laquan McDonald, shot down in the streets of Chicago 14 months ago in an incident recorded on video and made public under a court order. The citizen anger over law enforcement in Chicago is not likely to diminish, despite statements today from Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
We understand that the same systems that fail community members also fail conscientious officers by creating mistrust between law enforcement and the citizens that we are sworn to serve and protect.
The motto of the Chicago PD is We Serve and Protect. Joining us now is Rob Wildebohr, senior editor for WBEZ in Chicago. Rob, is that invocation of the Chicago PD motto a suggestion that this is going to be a very, very deep probe by the feds?
I think Attorney General Loretta Lynch makes a really interesting point that has been borne out by data released recently from the Chicago Police Department, that indeed the vast majority of officers are good officers, and a small number of them rack up a huge percentage of the complaints against officers. The probe by the federal government is going to go at something that has long been a problem in Chicago, which is police discipline and a lack of oversight and transparency in that discipline system.
Chicago Alderman Ed Burke, who's a former Chicago police officer, spoke with the WBEZ last week and said this about the feds getting involved.
There is no institutional problem in the Chicago Police Department. I personally think it's the best trained, most effective, most honest big city police department in the nation.
Yet, Rob, there is discussion that this federal investigation may go beyond a simple reform initiative and focus on the possibility of a consent decree in Chicago. Are lawmakers trying to nip that in the bud at this point?
You know, that clip you just played is really crazy to me and is really emblematic of like the lack of oversight that the Chicago Police City Council has provided on policing issues. That alderman we heard from, Ed Burke, has been an alderman for 40 years, but that's a separate conversation altogether. So I'll just let that go for now. But this investigation is not just going to focus on like one case. It's not just about Laquan McDonald and how he was shot down. The city released several police reports this past weekend, and there are five officers who said that, you know, kind of all gave the same narrative of how Laquan McDonald was attacking officers, and then when he was shot and he was down on the ground, how he was still trying to get up and still trying to attack officers. So that provides on paper like a justification for why police shot him, right? But it's a narrative that just isn't borne out by the video that we've seen that was released last week. And so this Department of Justice investigation is going to look at questions like, well, how is it that we get six officers, the shooting officer plus five others, like all on the same page on a narrative that seems pretty clearly wrong? And it's going to do that not just by looking at the Laquan McDonald case, but by looking at a number of cases in Chicago, police shooting cases, to see what happened, what was the investigation. I mean, one of the stunning numbers is we have an agency called the Independent Police Review Authority. They investigate incidents of police shootings. Out of 400 investigations in the last 8 years, they found only two police shootings unjustified. So the rest were all good shootings. And I think this Department of Justice investigation is going to take a look back at that and provide some serious oversight, which has been lacking for decades in Chicago.
Regardless of the ultimate findings of this investigation, we will seek to work with local officials, with residents, and law enforcement officers alike to ensure that the people of Chicago have the world-class police department that they deserve.
Can Attorney General Lynch work with Mayor Rahm Emanuel? Is he going to be reacting here, or is he going to be cooperative here?
Oh, it's way too late for him to be kind of proactive in this. He is reacting all over the place right now. And at this point, Attorney General Lynch can say she's looking to cooperate with local folks. She doesn't need their cooperation. At this point, they have jurisdiction to come in. They will look at police practices. And then if the city of Chicago doesn't agree to do what the Justice Department thinks they ought to do, then they can just go in front of a federal court who can enforce the changes that the Justice Department wants to implement.
Well, legally, it's open season on law enforcement in Chicago. Lots more to come from that. Rob Wildebohr, senior editor for WBEZ Chicago. Thanks so much, Rob.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.